Welcome to an Englishman in the Balkans podcast. I'm David.
I'm Tamara.
And this podcast is where we bring you stories of life, culture, and adventure in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
From the unique perspective of exploring this beautiful corner of the world.
Whether you're here for travel tips, cultural insights, or simply to share in the stories of everyday life, we're glad you've joined us. Let's dive in. You're listening to an Englishman in the Balkans, and today, yes, there's a summer storm outside. We've had very high temperatures, and now the temperature's gone down, and we've got wind, and now we've got this storm, so I'll just have to crack on. Anyway, I'm David Bailey, and in this episode I want to take you behind the mic, literally, because podcasting from Bosnia isn't always what you'd expect. It's not a sleek studio in London or a co-working space in Berlin. It's a room here in a small village surrounded by forests, fields, and of course the occasional rooster. And today I want to tell you the truth about what it's really like to podcast from this part of the world and why, despite everything, I keep going. Now, podcasting might seem easy. You just sit down, press record, and start talking, right? Well, not quite. Here in rural Bosnia, I deal with slow internet, unexpected power cuts, and a soundscape that includes tractors, dogs, and neighbours shouting across the fields. I've lost recordings to voltage drops. I've had interviews freeze halfway through, and I've restarted more episodes than I would really care to admit. Yes, it's frustrating, and sometimes, honestly, it's very disheartening. There's also the cultural side. Audio podcasting just isn't a big thing here, at least not yet. When I tell people I make audio podcasts, I often get a puzzled look, or they think, well, it's a radio show, isn't it? And that can feel isolating. You're speaking into the ether, hoping someone out there is listening. Maybe in Sarajevo, maybe in Sydney, Australia, maybe in Sheffield in England. But rarely across the road. And sometimes I do wonder, is it all too niche? And then I'll get a message. Someone who says, your episode reminded of my grandparents' village. Or I'm moving back to the Balkans and your stories helped me to reconnect. Now that makes it all worth it. Podcasting from Bosnia may be chaotic. It's definitely unpredictable, messy, but it's also deeply human. And that's what keeps me going. It's not just about gear or perfect audio. It's about voice, story, and place. If you've ever thought about starting a podcast, especially from somewhere off the beaten path, well, I would say go for it. But do it with your eyes open and your expectations grounded. I should have said your ears open, shouldn't I, really? You don't need to be perfect. You need purpose. Thanks for listening to this special episode from an Englishman in the Balkans. I really would love to hear your thoughts. Have you ever tried creating something in a place that didn't make it easier? And if so, what kept you going? You can drop me a comment on my Substack. There is a link in the show notes, maybe on YouTube, or even send me a message through my blog. And if this episode resonated, a review or a share really helps more people find these stories. Well, that's it from me. Until next time, do stay curious, stay creative, and as we say here, vidimo se opet, which means I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, where we hope you have discovered something new about Bosnia and Herzegovina.
If you've enjoyed the show, be sure to hit subscribe and share it with others who might enjoy a journey through the Balkans.
Want to help us keep the stories coming? You can support the podcast by visiting Buy Me a Coffee.
Your support helps us share even more about life, culture, and the hidden gems of this incredible region.
You will find the link in the show notes, along with extra content on our Substack, including behind-the-scenes insights and updates.
And of course, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts, questions, or ideas for future episodes.
Until next time, živjeli!